everybody. Welcome back. This is Tommy B. with the Biz Meet Global podcast. Back again after about a month off. Had some big changes, but obviously we're back now. And today is August 12th of 2023. It is a beautiful summer day in August, obviously. And I am driving. I've got a hands-free setup going. So this is a pre-recorded podcast. If you're listening, then you obviously know that. We did a live podcast previously, and we still will be doing live podcasts. But as I mentioned before, occasionally we'll do we'll add in some pre-recorded ones. So it's the only way I can do it if I'm driving, to be safe. You know, we're allowed to talk on the phone, hands-free. But this is even, I think, safer because, you know, there's nobody talking back. You know, I got both hands on the steering wheel, and I am driving a full-size semi. 53-foot trailer. I am driving a 2023 Freightliner Cascadia. And it's a nice truck, but rolling down the road, it's huge. It feels good, you know, back on the road. So I had some big changes. I'm with a different company now driving. That's one of the reasons I took a little time off from doing the podcast and some of the videos is because I changed companies. Now, the other company was great. They just stuck mostly to the southeast and southwest of the United States. The company I'm with now drives all 48 states. So, you know, so just like any trucking company, they have certain areas they go to more often. But they're available, you know, the territories they will take, you know, freight jobs in are all 48 states within the, you know, continental United States. So too bad I can't do Alaska and can't do Hawaii, but for obvious reasons, being a truck, I can't get there, obviously, but it sure would be an interesting place to, both places would be interesting to, if you could drive, you know, if you could be there. But hey, I'm happy, I'm not complaining. All 48 states, that's plenty of space, plenty of places to see, and I'm over time. I'm sure I'm going to be able to see many places I haven't seen. So this particular trip right now, I started off in Tennessee, and I went all the way up to Maine, which is pretty cool when you think about it. So what I'm also going to do is occasionally I'm going to, you know, have some video playing. I'll have some video playing, you know, while I'm doing the podcast or video recording, you know, out the front. Yeah, I'll try to get a camera set up, and then we can see, you know, on the YouTube channel, you can see what I was seeing while talking about the subjects that we're talking about. And of course, this is, you know, the Biz Meet Global podcast, and so I'm definitely going to be talking about business-related subjects. You know, that's for sure. So, but of course, catch you up to date on everything that's going on, and you know, current events. Sorry if I pause there for a second. It means I'm just double-checking something on the road. So that's the only thing about doing that podcast, you know, while I'm driving. It might not be the perfect audio. You might hear some of the noise in the truck. But I wanted to give you, you know, the realistic version. That way you know. It's like, hey, I'm really actually trucking right now. And I got to focus on the road, of course. So it's like I'm talking to you guys. It's like I'm talking to a friend on the phone. And, you know, there's just more than one of you on the other end of the phone. So, Right now, I'm in Ohio. The GPS says I'm in Madison, Ohio. And that's probably the nearest town, you know, as I'm passing, you know, basically on the highway. And on Highway 90, 90 West in Ohio, probably about 40 miles outside of Cleveland, Ohio. Last time I saw approaching Cleveland, it said 50 miles to Cleveland. So it was not too long ago, so I'm probably 40 or something like that miles outside. And, yep, I started recording, doing some video clips when I was up in Maine at a very small truck stop, and I wanted to give you guys a view of just, you know, not the entire trip down, because that would be insanely long video. And not that it, you know, who's going to sit there and watch that the entire time? Maybe some people, but that's, you know, it'd be kind of mesmerizing. Anyways, thought I'd just give you some blocks of time, you know, kind of see here and there. So starting out in Maine, you know, you got one of the videos of going over the bridge, crossing into New Hampshire. You know, now I'm in Ohio. And the next video, I'm not sure. If I see something pretty interesting, like a cool-looking bridge that I'm passing over, I might, you know, turn the camera back on. And I've got it on a stand. It's all set to go. So all like turning the radio on or off, all I got to do is hit go, you know. So I can't really manage it. I just got to take a chance and see how it turns out, because, you know, I'm too busy trying to drive safe. And like I said, I got it set up for hands-free. You know, in the future, my wife, if she comes along with me, she could help out with the camera. And then we can do a whole lot more, like see something awesome on the side, going over a bridge, and you got a great landscape. She can, you know, point the camera in that direction and show you guys what we're seeing out the way, out the side windows. But for now, with it being me, I got to just kind of, you know, point it in the front, and then I can't do anything with it, because I got to keep both hands on the steering wheel, and I got to keep my eyes forward. So I'm literally just talking in a microphone in my headset while focusing all my attention on the road. So, anyways, one of the topics I want to talk about when it came to business, related to business, you know, while trucking, of course, trucking is business, a very crucial aspect of business, but I'm going to talk about something that's affected me because of some of the big changes. First, I'll mention some of these big changes. Well, one of them is the change in the job, but the other is with the business, you know, Trade Market Global, if you remember. That's our marketplace we're building. It's a wholesale and retail, but there'll be a lot of tools for wholesale buyers and sellers. But someone can set up a store and sell retail as well if they want. And so that's trademarketglobal.com. Go there, sign up for a free account, and help us fill the marketplace with good businesses, wholesale or retail, that is. And it'll be very appreciated, and we'll turn it together. You and I, we can turn it into something really, really great. And we want to build it into something that that you, the customers, want to see, and with features that you actually want. So that's trademarketglobal.com. You know, and then our podcast, which goes along with our business discussion site. It's a social networking site. That's bizmeetglobal.com. And for those of you who are new to our channel, biz is spelled B-I-Z. And then meet, like people meeting, business people meeting up, you know, M-E-E-T. And then global, obviously spelled the way you typically spell, you know, the actual spelling of global, G-L-O-B-A-L. So all together, bizmeetglobal.com, and that's our social networking site. And, you know, we'll put links on our YouTube channel as well, and you'll be able to find all the sites, you know, and our podcast site too as well, which is, you know, bizmeetglobal.podbean.com. You'll be able to find us there to describe the, you know, for information on this podcast. And obviously, if you're listening to this, you found it. Because you may have found it through a different platform, because we will be on other podcast platforms as well. So, but one of the changes with our business, which is the Trade Market Global and BizMeet Global, is our partners, not all of us are going to continue. We gave it 6 months to try this new type of business model, you know, starting with the marketplace, and then building outward with our in-person representation. Most of those the partners were, you know, sales and in-person management style people dealing with people and not the internet internet commerce. So I did most of that, the internet side of the things, and it wasn't something that they were as interested in, but we went for it because of the pandemic, you know, as we all know, and you guys all know, the pandemic drove a lot of people towards, you know, purchasing products online, researching, you know, entertainment, everything, spending so much more time online and utilizing the internet as a tool for many things, including their jobs. So we decided instead of doing that in the future and building towards it, hey, let's start with it right now. In case another pandemic hits, we can't really do anything in person. We'll at least have the internet side where so we can help our customers. Let's start developing that. So that was something new. And we thought we'd give it 6 months to see if everyone really was into it. You know, if that's something they really wanted to jump into, not being as familiar with it. And 6 months later, it turned out that not everybody was, you know, because they got to see what it really takes. And they saw it either takes a lot of money or you're going to have a lot of, you know, a lot of online activity and social networking to get the word out. You know, or like I said, money to spend on advertising to get the word out. And none of us wanted to put a lot of money into it in the beginning. And so only some of us are willing to and are, you know what it takes, you know, and are familiar with social networking and getting out there and getting the word out there, you know, tapping into all the platforms out there, like I'm doing right now, talking to you and providing this podcast. You know, that's part of it, but it's also something that I enjoy doing. So I'll enjoy seeing it build, too, and having more participation from the listeners. That'll be fascinating. That'll be fantastic to see it grow. So that's where we're at right now. So, in other words, what we did is we dissolved the partnership, and we're restarting to make sure that everyone has a way out. And, you know, we only want people who want in, who really want in. They're not just saying, okay, I promised, so I'm going to stick it through. It's like, no, that was the beginning. That was the first 6 months. Now it's time to, let's find out who, because you got to really want this. This is not going to be that easy. This is a tough challenge. It's got to be with people who really want to see it happen. They're passionate about it, you know. Even if investors of the future, they're going to be interested in this, in helping to build this type of business. It's unique, you know, I mean, not that unique, but it's not like a traditional brick-and-mortar business. It will utilize aspects of both brick-and-mortar and online, you know, social networking and digital marketplace businesses. But there will also be a brick-and-mortar aspect to it. So, anyways, yeah, that's where we're at. It's a big change. Right now, there are a couple of they were five of us, including myself. Now it's just me, because I decided, yeah, I put so much into it, I got to continue. And I don't want to give up, we wanted to have an out for everybody and find, you know, then if anyone wants, you know, any of the original five of us want to continue, we'll create a whole new agreement. So now the partnership is me, and there may be a couple more who are interested, possibly, I'm not going to push. Don't want to do that, because we want to, whoever's going to be a part of it, they got to want it, because there's going to be some work involved, but it's going to be worth it in the long run. It's going to be worth it. We want to build this big, build this to be something amazing, something fascinating. What a great accomplishment it will be. So that's why I'm continuing. I put so much into it. This is my baby, and for a while there, it was all five of us, you know, our baby. But like I said, we had a six-month period of time to kind of check it out, and then at the end of that, we all decided, yeah, let's dissolve it, then restart with those who actually want to. That way, There's no pressure to continue. So that's where we're at. Big changes. Let's see where it goes. Let's see who jumps in with both feet. And if it's just me and one other, or two others, or three others, or four others of the original five, you know, or maybe someone else outside that will jump in with the needed expertise. We definitely need someone with programming skills, coding, but also the ability to manage other people who, have coding experience and teams of coders in the future. You know, that'll be something that'll be necessary for creating, you know, custom aspects of the biz, you know, of the marketplace and social networking. And, of course, we could hire other companies to do that. That's for sure. So that's a possibility as well. But that's a discussion. So don't want to obviously go into what our exact plans will be. That'll be part of the mystery, and you'll have to stay tuned to this to our series to see what happens next. And I myself don't always know exactly what's going to happen next, but we're pushing forward. All right, that's the update. That's mainly what this podcast, this episode's about. And so I wanted to at least update you guys, let you know that there are big changes coming. And it could get really interesting. So, anyways, the subject I wanted to kind of touch base on in business is related to this, because it comes to mind, is what, how chasing a dream like this, not just this dream, but similar to this. I mean, it doesn't have to be business, but chasing a dream that is difficult, where you don't have all the resources, and you're having to even educate yourself along the way in order to be able to do it, to continue chasing the dream and fulfilling, you know, tasks that are, you know, responsibilities and performing tasks that are necessary to do. You end up having to change yourself as a human being. You end up meeting your limitations, your personal limitations. And oftentimes they're personal limitations that you didn't even know you had. So it's pretty interesting. You didn't know that you were afraid to do this or that, or, you know, what it requires something. You have a bunch of money and you can pay other people to do it, and they have the experience. Even if they have the fear, they know how to do it. Well, if you don't, and you got to step into the unknown and learn how to do it, there's another side to that. It's not just that you have to learn, but also it's an unknown that you might be uncomfortable with. And so you're forced to do things that you're uncomfortable with. But you got to decide, what do I want? Do I want to just stay stagnant? Or do I want to just, you know, not try at all, just give up? Or do I want to just sit there spinning my wheels? You know, trying, but only trying the same thing that has never worked, because I don't want to do anything new. Or you want to break out, break the boundaries, break through your fears, your personal limitations, break through to the other side and accomplish things that you didn't know you could accomplish, and do those things that are necessary to make the dream come true, to build, to fulfill your goals and aspirations, right? So I myself see this happening to me all the time. Right now I'm in a situation, how do I get it to the next level? I don't have a ton of money to just throw at it, so I have to throw effort at it. But what effort can I throw? It's got to be the right effort, calculated. And I don't have a mentor to teach me exactly how to get into this industry and to get it going. So this is it's a powerful situation, and I like it. To be realistic, I like that. It's like the odds are against me, and you can almost hear my voice. I dig it. It's something that's it makes me feel alive, to be, you know, to be blunt about it. It does. It makes me feel alive. It also makes me feel full of fear. Excuse me, I want to take a drink here, talking like this on the road, in the truck, and all this. Throat starts to get dry. Plus, you take a drink, you got to be careful. it's a bumpy in a truck. I'm drinking some nice cold clean water. Good purified, good clean water. Tastes so good cold. But then it's on the bumps of the truck. You go to take a drink, and that's just when you go through, just when you hit, you know, drive over some several bumps, and it just splashes right in your face. So, trying my best to avoid that while talking to you all. So, anyways, continuing while drinking water. Sorry if you can hear me swallowing, right? I hope you can't. I'll be previewing this and go, oh God, are you kidding me? That way, you know it's real, right? Yeah, this is a genuine recording. Me trucking through Ohio, trucking all the way down from Maine, and heading down to Tennessee eventually for some home time. But that's the destination. My work has given me jobs. You know, I got to drop off at a place in Ohio, and then I pick up in another place. And then where I'm taking that is a different part of Ohio, just heading further south. And from there, I don't know, but I'm trying to get home tomorrow sometime. Sunday, today being Saturday. So, but continuing on with this journey, as part of the conversation, you know, doing all this, it really does test your limits. You know, if you're reaching to do something that you've never done before, you know inside you can do it, but you just don't have, you don't have the path carved out for you. You know, you didn't grow up with the people who have done this type of business before, and they can map it out for you. You don't have the friends who is like, hey, we've done this, and let us help you map it out. No, it's good to have that, and you want to seek that out. Eventually, I'll find that, but at the beginning, when you don't, it just seems like, well, there's no way to do it. And you talk to some people, and they say, I have no idea how to do it. I just can't see it. Well, for myself, I can see it. And I know the way to do it is there, because other people have done it. Other businesses have succeeded doing this. And I know some of the way, you know, some of the pathways to take. But some of them cost quite a bit of money. And so that's the challenge. If it weren't for the money, I've researched it enough and had enough experience, I know which direction to go. But without the money, that's the tough part. That's the tough part. You got to get creative. You got to pull out all the stops. You got to set aside your fears. You got to take a chance on looking like a complete idiot. You got to jump in with both feet. And, you know, by the time you do all that, even if you fail, you know, you would think you would have to become a different person. You know, your experiences would cause you to be a little less fearful of doing that again the next time. If there is a next time, you know, if you decide, okay, this failed, I'll do something else. Now you just, you know, you keep strengthening yourself as a person. And so, in a way, building something bigger than yourself, it can be a spiritual journey. It can be a journey that you go on that becomes very spiritual. And where, you know, members in heaven, if there's a heaven, you know, if you believe in that, they, you know, the afterlife would be cheering you on and saying, you're doing it. You know, that's what it takes. You don't know. I don't know what happens in the afterlife, but you can see going through the journey that if you want to do it the honest way, then you do need to become a stronger person. And strong doesn't necessarily mean what some people think, where you're being a jerk and you don't take any crap from anybody. I don't mean that. I mean stronger as in you can proceed. You can persevere even when the odds are against you. And even amidst lots of criticism and mental fatigue and all that. So that's a different type of strength. And you begin to develop that. You begin to it's like your own armor that you're developing that to shield you against your own weaknesses or the weaknesses of other people as they try to dissuade you from taking that path as they see it getting more and more dangerous. And I think you need to just find the safe path especially if you're getting older and older, and they say, you don't want to end up with nothing when you're older. And, you know, you're putting it all in. It's like betting your money at the casino in a way, only it's, you know, not like a casino exactly. It can feel like it, though. You can feel like you're putting all your money on the table and, you know, that you're about to go broke. You're putting all your efforts, putting all your eggs into one basket. But it's not exactly like that, because life is different. Life is complicated. It can seem very simple, and in some ways it can be very complicated. You know, you can lose it all and still come back and, you know, have a comeback. So, but anyways, that's what I wanted to discuss. I wanted to mention that I'm finding myself going through that, finding my limitations. And it does have something to do with, you know, reaching out to other people and having the confidence to say, this is what I'm doing. And if right now I notice something, because I've been trying to do this for years and get better at doing that, you know, less fearful at talking about it and taking a chance. I'm looking like a fool. But the pandemic, really, I noticed. I don't know if that's what it is, but that's all I can think of is maybe the pandemic really did affect people that way when it comes to taking chances of any kind like this, that it seemed to hinder, you know, hinder them, their creativity or their, you know, their willingness to jump out of the unknown. You know, it scared a lot of people, and I think our society, people had kind of pulled back and afraid to step out there. I think maybe a lot of people lost a lot during the pandemic. May not seem like it outwardly to some people, but I think that there are a lot of people in society that lost a lot, like people who started businesses, like restaurants, retail stores, places that require foot traffic, that require people to go to the store. And when they were shut down, I mean, wow, that's sad. Maybe they just started 6 months previous, and it's the most crucial period for their business. Very, very delicate time for their new business, and the pandemic shuts them down. And they put in all that money in savings. So people pulling back, you know, all these other people losing their jobs. They're holding on to what they have, afraid to make a new move. You know, it didn't seem like there's much opportunity. Global trade started to kind of pull back. It started to lessen. Of course, that's what the news made it seem like. That's the media made it sound like. You look at the stats, and there are still billions and billions of dollars being traded. But there was a lot less being traded, but it was still large amounts. That's the thing. I think the media had a lot to do with that too, affecting the mainstream media, affecting our perception of it. So, you know, tell me what you think in the comments. This is just kind of a casual, pre-recorded blog podcast. Sorry, you know, here at this time, and while I'm on my mission to get back home, driving all the way up to Maine. Driving back down all the way from the top, you know, near the top of the northeast of the United States, and heading back down towards Knoxville, Tennessee, where my wife and I live. And from there, I'll get a little bit of time at home, and then be back on the road again, heading to new destinations. So I'll keep you up to date on what those new destinations will be. And we'll continue this the series. So I'm glad to be back, rebroadcasting again, you know, except with a new twist. We got some new opportunities, and you know, it is sad to me that we had to dissolve the partnership. But it doesn't mean it was over. It just means we may be restarting, just with a different formation, and kind of, you know, pulling back for a minute and let's regroup and make a new plan. And step forward. So, again, everybody, thanks for joining. Thanks for paying attention to this, listening to me talk. I'm passionate about this stuff. And if you have ideas on business subjects, let me know. We'll do some research on it and do a podcast on it. So, yeah, and if you find any of your videos interesting and you want me to video something along my trucking, you know, adventures, let me know. I'll see if I can do it. I can't promise, but I'll do my best. So again, everybody, this is, as I said, August 12th of 2023. It is a Saturday. It's a beautiful summer day. I am driving right now, and now it says Euclid, Ohio, is where I'm nearby, at least on the GPS, and on the highway that I'm on, 90 West, near Euclid, Ohio. And on my way slowly back down to Tennessee. So we'll catch you at the next podcast, and check out the video series on YouTube. I'll document some of these journeys like this, you know, little clips of along the way, parts of the path where I'm going, and give it more updates as well. And of course, check out trademarketglobal.com if you want to put your products or services up for sale and sell them there on the marketplace, and even accept payments with our shopping cart. Or you can go to bizmeglobal.com and create your own discussion, your own private groups we call spaces. You can create your own private for just you and your employees, you and your team. Have your own discussions that nobody else can see, or have it be a public group and invite whoever you want. It's up to you. bizmeglobal.com and trademarketglobal.com. That's the place for all things business, and talking business, listening about subject of business, and getting together and doing business. Thanks, everybody. This is Tommy B signing out from the BizBeat Global Podcast. Have a great day, everyone. Until next time. See ya.